she asked me where diamonds come from. I would like to introduce you to a new school of thought. Just imagine for a second a perfect world where we, our people, are perfectly positioned on the crucifix of civilization, untouched by the corruption that seems to follow those that would have us believe them pure. Where we are taught the truth, our origins, the origins of life come not from some small village in Europe compiled of fair-skinned, blue-eyed, blonde-haired individuals, but instead the mother continent. That the first people, the originals, looked beautiful like us and sat on thrones and wore crowns made of pure gold and diamonds and silver and knew exactly where the jewels came from and danced to music about how beautiful our women are and great it is to be born with color. And they would share everything, food and clothes, and lived in villages, not projects, and knew their mother well and treated her like she was theirs and mortal. And never knew struggle because they were always together. And would have a really difficult time understanding how Christopher Columbus discovered something that had already been discovered. And would understand manifest destiny was just a rationalization for white supremacy. And had enough sense to know that technically Jesus was bronze, not white, but yet still he was pure. I would like to take you to school, teach you that fulfilling a stereotype only does exactly what the man wants. Fatherless black children, husbandless black women, and worst of all, a backboneless black community. See, I'm confused why the black man survived the cruelest 450 years of oppression in human history and traded it all to become a real nigga. Certified by those who believe continuing to objectify our women and neglect our natural intelligence is something to be proud of. So that he can try to forget that we didn't get here alone or by free will and that our women need us too and we need them. The future is now and darker than ever, but still just as beautiful and most importantly, that we are on the same team. Maybe if you paid attention in school, broke the binding on a couple books, you would see what they did to Malcolm and Martin in history and did the math to know that we are a member of the majority globally and knew from biology that melanin makes you dark and handsome and we have the most and paid attention in PE enough to know that they buy memberships to Suntan City to get just as beautiful as we are. That maybe, just maybe, we could pull up our pants, study books, not streets, our people instead of the people who put us here, return to our throne together. See, in my school, I teach the truth, that tea and Skittles are only weapons when you are guilty of being black, that allegedly whistling at a white woman while being a dark and beautiful child is the equivalent of rape. And that surrendering to the police if you look like Mike Brown, the President of the United States, Emmett Till, Trayvon Martin, my father, my brother, maybe even me, could quite possibly and justifiably cost you your life. But the most important thing I teach is that when the bullets stop, when the riots cease, the canines put back on their leash and the fallen finally allowed to rest in peace, I teach the only lesson worth remembering. Never, ever, ever forget where diamonds come from, and ideas are bulletproof.